Hey, new gear, new Browns gear. It's arriving weekly, so you got to stop into the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days a week, or shop online. Want to do it that way on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. He is Nathan. I am Vic. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. We are driven by Liberty Ford. And right now, as we do on Thursdays, we're going to play a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction.
Our producer, Matt Fontana, comes into the show right now to guide us through. Hello, Matt.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing
what's
well.
Up? Sup? Awesome. Well, we'll get started with Saturday night and the preseason opener.
It's not cool when you say sup. Sorry.
When you say it, it's special.
It's not cool when I say sup. All right, Matt, go ahead, bud.
We'll start with Saturday night in the preseason game. Outside of the quarterback position battle, the battle of the night to watch is at running back.
Fact on this one, because I think this is an opportunity. Terrence West has had some special moments out there on the practice field. Want to see how these translate into the game. And I also think for Ben Tate's sake, he's secured this job largely because of his blocking competence. He's the most complete back of this group. I want to see him run hard right from the beginning. We need to see from this running game that there is a running game there. And I want to see evidence of that. I don't need to see 1,000 yards. I just need to see a couple of really good, solid, strong runs. And the idea that if they had left, kept going with whoever's in there, that it would keep going strong. But Terrence West is going to want to do one of these, anything you can do, I can do better deals.
I'm going to say fiction. I think that I feel pretty strongly that Ben Tate is going to be the starting running back for this team. And that Terrence West is going to mix in plenty. I don't think it's necessarily a competition just because of Tate's advantage, as you talked about, in the blocking. What I'm interested to see is Chris Kirksey, who in many ways you could call the Al Berea MVP of the defense in terms of what you may have been expecting from him and what he has delivered. He's been phenomenal. Everybody's been praising him, from Carlos Dansby to the head coach Mike Pettine. So I'm interested to see how much time he gets with the ones relative to Craig Robertson and how those two perform in this one. I want to see Kirksey with the lights on bright and obviously see how he does, if he can continue to take his game to an elite level.
Fact or fiction?
All right, guys, fact or fiction number two. Vic just mentioned him. Fact or fiction, the best rookie at training camp has been Terrence West.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go with what Nathan just said. I think the best rookie at camp has been Chris Kirksey. I think the bonus that they got from this guy, now, it's hard to judge this in training camp. It's hard to judge this when it's FUD and not really tackled to the ground heavily in the contact drills. But he has shown that he can deal with the run as well as he does in pass coverage. And he has been excellent in pass coverage. You heard Mike Pettine talk about him. I've got a piece posted on clevelandbrowns.com about him. They are thrilled with this guy. He comes off as a veteran. As Mike Pettine said, you would never know he was a rookie.
No, he's been great. And another guy who you would never, ever know is a rookie, who I think has been the best rookie in camp so far, is Joel Bitonio, the guard from the University of Nevada. He has been fantastic. He's going to get the start. I'm looking forward to seeing him out there working with this first team, because let's not forget, you're playing a Detroit Lions team with Ndamukong Suh up front, and to see how he does against a player like that is something I certainly will have my eye on.
Fact or fiction?
The biggest position of weakness heading into the Detroit game is that inside linebacker.
I don't know. No, I'm going to say fiction on that, because I think a couple of things. I think, again, Kirksey has done his share to provide some confidence there, some trust that they've got someone.
Yeah, and Dansby.
And Dansby obviously has had – and Craig Robertson. Don't forget Craig Robertson. Don't sleep on him. He has not – faded off into the good night just because Kirksey's played well. Now, Kirksey may end up, and not may end up, will end up supplanting him as a starter. I think it's a matter of time. Could it be at the beginning of the season? I don't know. Robertson, though, has held his own in this camp, and I've seen him used on some blitz combinations and various looks that have been impressive.
Yeah, no question about it. To me, that is not the weakest. That's not a position that I'm even concerned about in the least right now, inside linebacker.
Is it wide receiver? Is that where our greatest concern is?
If you're talking about, wide receiver amongst the starters, and then I think amongst the second team, how does that second team offensive line perform? Where's the depth on that offensive line? Outside of McQuiston and outside of Garrett Gilkey, is there anybody on that line that could step in, and you'd feel good about them stepping into action for that second team.
So it's two areas. It's
those are my
it's
two.
It's receiver depth, and it's receiver beyond Gordon, who's going to be, because we haven't seen consistency in that group in, as far as separation. Within the last couple of days, it's been better, but it hasn't. It's still a concern for me. And I'm about dead even in my worry list. I had depth on O-line as a big worry during week one.
Yeah, no question. So to me, that's what you want to see. Who from this receiver group steps up and makes plays in the game? Because right now, the guys that you can count on, Josh Gordon, but you don't know if you can count on him to be here as the NFL continues to drag its feet on that ruling. You know you can count on Miles Austin while he is healthy, obviously, and you can count on Andrew Hawkins. Beyond that, we need to see Nate Burleson step up in his return to Detroit. Now, Nate has started to come on strong the last few days of practice. I've liked what I've seen from him there. You need to see if Charles Johnson can continue the momentum of by far his best week of practice and translate that into making plays in a game. I certainly hope we can see that. Anthony Armstrong, who has been very close to making a lot of plays lately, but has not brought in a single one of them. Can he do it on Saturday?
You know, in talking with him a little bit today, Anthony expressed how excited he was about this game. He said it was big and important for him to get out there and really, you know, show what he can do in this preseason game. It was a big deal hearing this from a veteran who I think knows, who feels exactly what you said. Time is here. If you're going to do this, you've got to show this.
You do, because he's still showing the ability to get open. But he's had a bunch of balls this week that have gone off both of his hands.
And he's dropped a lot of passes.
You got to make those plays. So can he do it? Can Willie Snead, who has been very impressive but obviously listed, when you look at the depth chart, Willie Snead's listed down there on the fourth string or fifth string, really, at wide receiver. So can he make any plays and continue what we've seen from him in practice?
If he gets the time to do it. This is what happens with a lot of these guys that we talk about and talk about as all Berea, and I'm not talking about the Joel Bitonios or the Chris Kirksies or the guys that are higher profiles or drafted, but these guys, the Snead, the undrafted, some of these undrafted free agents, especially at receiver, are they going to get the looks on a team that is probably going to, in terms of play distribution, going to run the ball more than it's going to throw it? I'm going to go out on a limb and make that prediction right now.
Yeah,
this is
going to
be
so.
A run-heavy offensive game plan, if you want to call it, for Saturday night.
And I want to see that, and I want to see how this team does running the football with the first-team O-line in this new, you know, zone-blocking scheme. How do they do against this front of the Detroit Lions? That is really the strength of this Detroit Lions team, and how do they match up with this Detroit Lions defensive front? Because that is a strength for the Lions. It's a team that's going to be tough up front. They're going to be physical up front, and they are going to challenge, I think, very much so, what the Browns try to do running the football. That's one of the things that I think is really going to stand out to me, because this first team has been phenomenal in pass protection. This offensive line, they have gotten even better, I would say, the last few days in run blocking. Can that carry over against the defensive front of Ndamukong Suh, Nick Fairley, Ziggy Ansah, and Jason Jones? That's what I want to see there. Now, Ansah probably not going to play with his injury. I'd be surprised if they risk trotting him out there. But against that interior, Fairley and Suh, that is a tall order to deal with.
It is. By the way, just a little note out of Detroit, Calvin Johnson not practicing this afternoon for the Lions. So we'll see if that affects whether or not he's available tomorrow night. Saturday night. We'll see how that all works out. Any more fact or fiction, Matt Fontana?
Fact or fiction.
Oh, you guys know. Last one, he's hard to miss at camp today because he was probably the tallest guy there. The talk of camp, LeBron James there to take it in. Guys, fact or fiction, LeBron could play in the NFL.
Fact, 100%. Fact.
Statewide.
100%. You see his size, his speed. Even if he was a guy that you brought into a team and just said, listen, we're going to split you out wide in the red zone and throw you jump balls, I challenge any of these defensive backs in the NFL to handle that. He was dominant in high school as a receiver, and obviously hugely different level of competition here, but an athlete on that level could certainly be a pass catcher in the National Football League.
I'm going to also say fact because of the athletic skill that he has. He's great at everything he would do athletically, so on that count. But here are the notes I would put in there, or the asterisk, that at number one, He's got to get bigger than he is now. He's really skinny now. I mean, he took his weight down relative to what LeBron was.
Randy Moss.
And
Randy Moss was never a big man.
I understand, but I'd still rather see him a little. I want to see the older LeBron version of body, the one that was just in the NBA Finals, versus what I see now. Number two, I think he's situational. I think you'd want to put him in. I don't know if I want him in on every down as a player, but I want him in the red zone. I know he'd be like the most unbelievable red zone target. And he would, he would get it done. He would, LeBron James could do it all.
He's
for sure.
He's 6'8", 250.
Yeah, no one's. I go back. I covered a guy named Harold Carmichael, who was that height for the Philadelphia Eagles. And back in the day, when most corners were smaller guys, really small guys, almost no one could match up with him. And Ron Jaworski would just lob that ball up, and it was a lob play, and for a dunk, and he could just catch it anywhere. And he had a record streak going on for a long time.
Johnny would love it. He likes big receivers. He had his guy Mike Evans. I mean, he would love it.
Yep.
Let's do it. Make it happen.
Okay.
Come on. All right, that'll do it for Fact or Fiction. We are expecting to have Phil Taylor with us in the next segment here as we conclude on this, as we get ready to wrap up this Thursday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Lions just 2 days away. We'll do a good game preview for you, or as much of a game preview as you can do, obviously, in the preseason tomorrow. We'll obviously have the Friday forecast with the kid and more, but we got hopefully Phil Taylor from the Browns defense joining us when we return here on CBD. Had them long 10 legs, couldn't help myself.